did what? ABC agreed with Bob and Yurt Live again. It's just a crack up. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob and Yurt, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Turns out that ABC, now I don't even know who this guy is. Adam Lambert, so wildly famous, incredibly famous homosexual. And ABC canceled his appearance on Good Morning America a few weeks back. And then they canceled another appearance of Adam Lambert because he's homosexual and he was displaying his homosexuality on the air. He's a singer. How do you sing like a homosexual? Oh, falsetto? Now, how do you sing like a homosexual? He was displaying his homosexual, with his wrist? Huh. And so, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we point out that God made us male and female, and homosexuality is wrong. It's a perversion. And God put defense mechanisms into us. For example, if a kid sees a bird lying in the gutter, a dead bird, and it's decomposing, it's rotting, and there are maggots crawling through its flesh, just rotten flesh, then most kids would not think of picking up the decomposing bird flesh and eating it. They have a gag reflex that God built into us. And when we see something that's disgusting and unhealthy, we tend to gag. And so at a restaurant, for example, if there were two men in a crowded restaurant and they were, I can't even say it. A lot of people who are eating would almost gag. It's a mercy reflex that God put in us so we don't pursue things that are disgusting and dangerous and perverse and unhealthy. The same thing with, I don't even want to describe the things, but, like in a restroom, whatever comes out of a restroom underneath in the sewage, right? We have a gag reflex toward that kind of thing. Now, homosexuals don't always. They turn those kinds of things into social events at various homosexual clubs and all. But so ABC is agreeing with Bob and Yurt Live that homosexuality is gross, that it's a turnoff, and so they've canceled Adam Lambert twice. Wow, that's just amazing. That's just amazing. Oh, he was with American Idol on Fox. So that's who he is. Idols, that's not a good thing. Idolatry, covetousness. When you take anything and elevate it above God, that's idolatry. That's being unfaithful to God. And homosexuals hate God. Homosexuals hate God. And some people get angry when they hear that. They say, that's not true. I know of a church that's a homosexual church, Metropolitan Community Church, where many are cold and a few are frozen. The Metropolitan Community Church, homosexuals reproduce sexually by molesting kids. That's one way homosexuals reproduce, by molesting kids. And how many homosexuals have I interviewed during the almost 20 years on the air? And I've asked them about their early experiences, and they talk about being a teen or a preteen and having some kind of perverse behavior with an older man, maybe a 19-year-old with a 13-year-old, a 40-year-old with a 15-year-old, and that's the experience that initiated them into homosexuality. So homosexuals do reproduce sexually, males, by molesting boys, and it's tragic. And so ABC, owned by Disney, right, which is no hero to family and biblical morality, but in this case, if it were two women, they'd have let it go. But two men, the culture can't quite, the culture is schizophrenic. Now, the mayor of Washington, D.C., the mayor, has signed a bill to supposedly legalize homosexual marriage in the nation's capital. His name is Adrian Fenty. So Mayor Fenty signed a bill this past week on Friday, and it says that in Washington, D.C., homosexuality is legal. So this is as the march, like, for example, in Massachusetts, it was Republican Governor Mitt Romney who single-handedly imposed homosexual marriage on the state of Massachusetts. That was Mitt Romney. And different places around the country have decriminalized or legitimized homosexual marriage in different ways. State Supreme Court, legislatively, the governor forcing it on the people, like in Massachusetts. In Washington, D.C., here is a legislative effort where the duly elected legislators, as they say, passed a bill and the mayor signed it. And so this is one of the reasons why groups like American Right to Life have warned pro-lifers and Christians over the years, don't harp on the fact that a bad law was put into place by a court, by judges. Don't harp on that fact. Some Christians have made that their number one argument, that abortion is a result of a judicial opinion, and therefore it's not valid. Because we've explained, before Roe v. Wade, there were 19 states that decriminalized child killing. 19 states. 19 states before Roe v. Wade. And easily other states will decriminalize child killing legislatively, and their governors will sign it into law. So if your argument is, well, the judges did it, that's not a good argument. Because if there was a judge in Germany who struck down a right to kill a Jew, that judge would have been correct and it would have done the proper thing. And if the Supreme Court in this country would have struck down the so-called right to own a black man, the Supreme Court would have done a good thing. It is always right to do right. You always have the right to do the right thing. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter that the First Amendment regulated the ownership of blacks as property. It doesn't matter. That does not justify any judge or governor who allows black people to be traded as cattle. Doesn't allow it. And the same thing with, here, homosexual marriage passed, not forced on a state like Mitt Romney forcing homosexual marriage on Massachusetts, not forced on a state by the state Supreme Court, but legislatively. Now, this, they say it has to pass constitutional muster. What does that mean? If you're going to pass constitutional muster, it's like passing, what does that mean anyway? Has to pass constitutional mayonnaise. Could you please pass the constitutional mustard? So it has to pass constitutional mustard, as though that means anything. So if it did, then all my conservative Christian friends would say, well, I now support homosexual marriage because it passed constitutional mustard. And my producer is insisting that I pronounce it correctly at least once. No, I'm not going to. I just don't want to. So now, you know the way the laws work in Washington, D.C.? A D.C. law is subject to Congress because that's the nation's capital and that's the way our Constitution works. So the bill has to pass a 30-day period of congressional review where congressmen have to have the courage to say, no, this is wrong, and strike it down. What are the chances of that happening? Zero. And even if there are any conservatives left in Congress, if there's any left, What would they say against homosexual marriage? Would they say homosexuality is wrong? God made us male and female. This is perverse. If you love your neighbor, you're going to warn them, don't be a homosexual. They wouldn't say that. They'd say, well, that's not what the dictionary says, as though that actually is some fundamental source of absolute truth. That's not what the dictionary says. Well, just give it a few weeks. The dictionary will say it. It will say marriage is a union between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a man and a pet, depending on the local laws and practice. That's what it'll say. And polygamy and whatever with aliens, illegal or not. And so what if the Constitution permitted the killing of children? What if? Would all my conservative Christian friends who constantly make constitutional arguments, would they say, well, then I got to support it. I got to support abortion now because it's constitutional. Is that what they'd say? What if we amended the Constitution to affirm that abortion is decriminalized? You see, it does not matter what the Constitution says when you come to issues involving morality revealed by God. God said, do not kidnap. God said, do not steal. God said, do not commit adultery. God said, do not murder. So a constitution is a side deal between men, and it has no ability to affect these fundamental moral issues as revealed by God. And so Channel 7 News asked me what I thought about Diana DeGette's statement, U.S. representative from Denver, who's saying the Obama health care bill is going bad because there's not enough abortion in it. We need more abortion in the abortion health care reform. We need more child killing in it. And so she was saying this might be unconstitutional. So do we have that clip? Could we play that clip? Let's get that clip.
There's a marathon session taking place in the Senate, and these are live.
All right. We'll have that clip in 1 second queued up. So we'll play that clip for you, but I have just three short sound bites, and the middle soundbite has to do with the Constitution, and if, in fact, the Constitution said that it's okay to kill innocent children, then it's time to get a new Constitution or amend it. But it really doesn't matter. If you can pass constitutional muster, that doesn't matter. Do not murder is God's enduring command. That's what does matter. All right, we have that at the beginning. This is Denver's ABC affiliate, Channel 7.
There's a marathon session taking place in the Senate, and these are live pictures from the Hill where a key vote on the health care reform bill could be taking place in very soon. And now tonight, the words of one Colorado lawmaker are adding to the intensity of the national debate. 7 News reporter Mark Stewart is following the story for us and joins us now from the newsroom. Mark, of the many thorny issues to work out on this bill, abortion restrictions have been the toughest.
Without question, Mike, these remarks are coming from Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She feels that abortion restrictions in the Senate health care bill may be unconstitutional. Tonight, opinions differ.
Later and speak in favor.
You could call it the debate within the debate.
It's murder, and it needs to be stopped.
Abortion could no longer be covered.
Under the Senate health care bill, limits would be placed on abortion coverage under the government insurance plan. Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette issued a statement calling the restrictions, quote, offensive to people who believe in choice.
Healthcare reform is meant to make people better and give them more access.
Planned Parenthood of Colorado is applauding the Congresswoman's statement and is concerned about plans that would require women to pay for separate abortion coverage.
Ensure that these restrictions that we're seeing in the House and the Senate are eliminated.
But members of Colorado Right to Life are raising an eyebrow about the Congresswoman's remarks.
If Diana DeGette was right and the Constitution approved the killing of children in the womb, then it'd be time to get a new Constitution.
Abortion has been a prime sticking point in the Senate bill. Deals have been taking place all weekend, often crossing party lines.
This is a matter of right and wrong.
And both organizations will be working the phones because even if the Senate passes the legislation, abortion will still be a hot-button issue as the House will have to mesh the Senate bill with its own after the new year.
You know how cults go to airports and they collect money, like the Moonies, Sun Myung Moon, and Planned Parenthood at Denver International Airport for Christmas? They've had their people they pay minimum wage out there, or however they pay them, and they collect money, and so people go by, and they collect money so they have more money to kill children for Christmas. That's, I guess, why they're doing this for the Christmas season, but it's like a cult. So anyway, Planned Parenthood, they'll be working the phones because they want more child killing under the guise of health care. And Colorado Right to Life will be working the phones because we're telling people health care is socialism. Government health care is socialism. Government health care is immoral. Oppose it, and we could demonstrate how wicked Congress is and the president by showing that they also pay to kill innocent children in their health care bill. Now, National Right to Life, on the other hand, and Rush Limbaugh was really angry at National Right to Life and Americans United for Life a couple weeks ago because of the Stupak Amendment in the House. National Right to Life basically helped Nancy Pelosi pass Obama's health care reform. They said, put in this exception with abortion spending so you could pay for killing some kids with health care dollars, but not other kids. Do that, and then we will approve of you for passing the Stupak Amendment. They passed the Stupak Amendment, and it made it easier. And so the bill sailed through the House. So it was the stupid amendment supported by National Right to Life, and Rush was pretty ticked off. I mean, he saw it clearly that this is National Right to Life helping Obama and Nancy Pelosi pass health care in the House. They should have used abortion as an example of how wicked the whole thing was and just said, oppose it, oppose the whole thing. Don't make it more palatable. Don't compromise. Don't regulate it. Oppose it. But National Right to Life is nothing if not compromising. And so they saw an opportunity for them to be in the headlines. And so they passed the Stupak Amendment. And they threatened pro-lifers, saying, if you don't vote for this, we're going to say you're not pro-life. So pro-life conservatives voted to help pass Obama's health care reform in the House via Nancy Pelosi, thanks in significant part to the influence of National Right to Life. And American Right to Life, of course, would never, ever, ever blur the distinction between right and wrong. National Right to Life in California, they endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the biggest pro-aborts in the world. And he's asked this week by the media, how do you grade Barack Obama? And he grades him an A. He says, I give him straight A. It was a little bit of a grammatical thing there, but so he gives him straight A's for being the president. And he does what? He gets billions of dollars for embryonic stem cell research. He promotes abortion. He promotes homosexuality as aggressively as he can. Arnold Schwarzenegger does everything he can to destroy Christian morality. And any hope on the horizon of the government recognizing the personhood of the unborn child, and this is with National Right to Life's fingerprints all over it. So all over this country where they have endorsed aggressive pro-abortion candidates, didn't they do that in Pennsylvania with, and wherever there's a primary and there's an actual pro-lifer running against a pro-abortion Republican who has more money, they endorse the pro-abortion Republican. So National Right to Life, their issue is not the killing of innocent children. That is not their issue. They have traded loyalties from God and the innocent to partisan politics and money. Arlen Specter, right? Arlen Specter, one of those, that new Disney movie out. Christmas Carol with Arlen Specter, wasn't that? The Specter of Past and Future. And Arlen Specter, the ghost of Christmas Future, I mean, he's headed to hell with the blood of millions of kids on his hands, but he's just one of how many pro-aborts that National Right to Life endorses over pro-lifers because they say, well, Arlen Specter could win. Arnold Schwarzenegger could win. Well, what have you won when you violated every principle of righteousness and you've sold out? You become a political, and I won't use the word because it's a biblical word, and if I use it, Christians will get angry. You become a political. So, hey, do we have that other earlier? Was it yesterday we were talking about a hockey game that made the news? Now, three of our boys are currently playing hockey, and one of my producers plays hockey. And so we're a hockey group here. Anyway, a hockey game made the news. It's when a bat, not a baseball bat, an actual bat, flew into the ice rink and was on the ice. And so the hockey players, now if we play the audio, you're not going to be able to see the hockey players taking slap shots with this bat. All right? The hockey players, they did the bat in. And so, but we have the audio, right? So we have just the audio of a TV news account of this. Let's play that.
At this minor league hockey game in Wisconsin, something strange in the air. Besides pucks, players battling this bat. The coach telling three of his players, hockey sticks in hand, to take care of it.
This obviously has turned into Batgate.
The Green Bay Gamblers now being criticized by some for killing the bat. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, told Green Bay television station WLUK there could have been a more humane way.
This might have been an annoyance, but it was also a living being. If you have an animal that's somewhere where he's not supposed to be, you call animal control. You know, this isn't something where you just go, oh, well, we'll take some hockey sticks to him.
A doctor says the team had the right idea.
Basically, if you get the rabies virus, you die.
Players just wanted the bat off their ice.
I mean, the bat was behind me, and I was trying to watch the play, so I mean, I'd rather see a guy coming at me than the bat cruising around behind my neck, so.
That problem solved.
That problem solved. Remember when PETA objected to people killing rats in New York City? And they said they should capture the rats and give them birth control? You remember that? Yeah, that was, they worship the creation because they hate the creator. It's like homosexuals. If you ask a homosexual, did God make us male and female? What do they say? Did God make us male and female? Does God's word prohibit homosexuals together? A PETA person, people eating tasty animals. PETA, P-E-T-A, a PETA person, they reject God as creator, and so they worship the creation. It's hard to worship nothing. It's just hard. God put eternity in our hearts. We are a religious human race. We are religious. Animals are not religious. Plants are not religious. We are religious. And we're going to worship something as a general rule, and so people could worship themselves. They could worship the earth. They could worship God, their creator, and everybody chooses what they will worship. And so you have a lot of dirt worshipers who worship the earth. They're dirt worshipers, and they will worship animals, and they'll say, a bat is a living being. You shouldn't kill it. And you say, well, are you pro-choice? Of course I am. What, the bat shouldn't be killed, but the baby in his mother's womb, sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, that baby should be killed, but not the bat and not the cockroach. And not the fetal pig, because they're living beings. And we have to fight to get a personhood amendment passed for children in the womb. We have to fight. And every liberal on the planet thinks that a cockroach is a living being that has rights. But you could dismember a baby who's sleeping and dreaming, sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, listening to his mother's voice, learning the melodies of songs in the womb, learning the cadence of their native tongue. Right now there are studies, these are things we've been saying for decades on Bob and Ear Live, almost for many years. And studies come out now, just a few weeks ago, babies cry based on the language they learn while they're in the womb. While they're in the womb, languages have different cadences, right? And babies cry based on their... They learn songs that are sung to them. They hear what people are saying around them, and they don't learn the vocabulary, but they get their initial impression of the language while they're in the womb. And they sleep, and they dream, right? They go into alpha and beta waves in their brain and all that. And could you distinguish a baby's brain waves versus an adult's? A baby's brain waves in the womb? I don't know. As far as I know, their brain waves are like an adult's. But with all that, the animal rights person, they don't care. They'll say, oh, don't kill that cockroach. Bring him outside. Oh, and that baby sucking his thumb? Kill him. Rip his arms off. Give money to Planned Parenthood. Go to DIA, where the cults raise money, the Moonies and Planned Parenthood, and for Christmas, give money to kill more kids. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, John McCain, kill as many kids as you can. So the personhood movement is not only to save the lives of children in the womb. That's the primary and immediate goal. It's like in Germany, where the Germans are killing the Jews and so many other innocents. The immediate goal is to protect the innocents being killed. There's a secondary goal. It has to do with the soul of the German nation, the German people. It has to do with the eternal soul of the individual Germans who are murderers. And if you don't care about the whole country of Germany and you don't care about their eternal souls, then you say, well, whether they kill Jews or not, it's none of my business. What they do in the privacy of their own camp is none of my business. I just do Sunday school and pray over dinner. So personhood is also to save the soul of the nation. Personhood is to save the parents. Personhood is to restore an era of the Christian gospel in America and around the world. Personhood is the body of Christ rising up to do what is right. And when we end the killing of innocent children, then we will have the moral authority to share with our neighbors that homosexuality is wrong, pornography is wrong, adultery is wrong, and we'll have a renewed day of honoring God and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So help Colorado Right to Life. Please do. It's Christmas time. Call them. Help them. God bless you.